At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ken, you need forgiveness from your boss. What's her name? Lucy?
Yeah.
How did your work trip get out of control? I want to know about that.
I'm in sales. I had a client who ran up this huge alcohol bill, and that's just part of doing business.
How much money did you spend?
The alcohol bill was $2,500 for the client.
$2,500?
Oh, I understand the cost of doing business, but how in the world do you get a $2,500 bill?
Well, if you're at like a club or a fancy bar, they always increase the price of a bottle
right.
of wine or champagne or
for
even
example,
if it's just liquor.
Drex's Country Club.
Right.
Right. You didn't pay that bill. You don't even know.
The client just kept ordering these expensive bottles of wine, and what am I supposed to do? Say no? I mean, I want to get the order.
Well, you say you got fired over this.
Yeah.
I would sue them. Like, yeah. I traveled on my own time, went away from my family, entertained our clients who ordered all this booze, and now I'm out of a job. It's unfair. Right.
I mean, I have a pregnant wife at home.
Jeez.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm. Company policy is company policy. If you weren't authorized to spend that kind of money.
Nobody told me I wasn't authorized.
You shouldn't be calling us. You should be calling Morgan and Morgan.
But I mean, so what do we do? Do we call Lucy and say, you're sorry you did that?
I just need my job back. I mean, my wife is due in a few months here, and I'm not going to have health insurance.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible.
Does your wife know you got let go? Because that is not something, Kara, I'd imagine a pregnant woman would want.
Heck no.
No. She doesn't know yet. I'm just trying to fix this situation, and that's why I need your help.
All right, Ken, give us a couple of minutes. We'll get your old boss on the phone and try to talk some sense into her, okay?
Thank you.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Ken, went out of town on a work trip. Client ended up running a $2,500 bar tab. Oh, when he brought his expense report to his boss, she fired him on the spot.
Oh,
he's got a pregnant wife due in a couple of months, no health insurance, needs forgiveness, and his job back. Ken, she won't know you're on the line when we talk to her.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Lucy. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
We are calling on behalf of an employee named Ken, who has a pregnant wife due in a couple of months and got fired because of something that was completely out of his control.
He chose to violate policy.
How is a client ordering a bunch of booze, violation of policy? He was supposed to be entertaining this person.
Oh.
Or these people.
No.
I'm hoping it's
okay.
These people.
Well, yeah, no, the $2,500 in booze was absolutely not something I wanted to see on an expense report, but that's not why he was fired. He was fired for something he did once he got home. He violated policy once he returned home from this trip.
So you're not upset about the expense report?
Well, I'm not thrilled, but no,
right.
That's not why he got fired.
And I'm curious, too, has the client signed the deal? Maybe that would help?
Not yet. Oh. And he's not returning my phone calls yet either.
Oh,
so I'm not entirely sure what Ken did on this trip besides bankroll a very expensive weekend.
Oh, boy.
It'd be a good time to bring Ken on. He's on the line with us. Ken, what is she talking about? Tell us about your expensive weekend.
Do you not remember the trip to Willie's?
Willie's?
Yeah, I had lunch at the airport after I landed.
Ken, when you return home, once you land the plane, your travel is over. We've talked about this multiple times.
This is not the first time, Lucy?
This is about the sixth time. And it's one thing when you're traveling and you're in a layover and that's the option, but the plane has landed in your hometown. You're off the clock with me. I'm not footing your dinner.
Right. Wheels down at Hartsfield. You get off that plane. Business trip over.
Is that what we're arguing about?
I mean,
I'm trying to understand
this. Parking, yes.
I mean, it's like 20 bucks.
Ted, do you agree with Lucy that if you go on a work trip, you come back, you land. The minute you get off the plane, the company's no longer responsible for any of your travel or meals or anything like that.
The trip is over when the tires touch the ground.
I mean, but we're talking about 25 bucks.
So you don't, you know? But hold on, Ted, I'm trying to understand. You don't think that the company, if you're traveling, that even if you get in at noon on a Thursday, you land, you don't think that the company's responsible to pay for your lunch?
You've talked about it multiple times, and he's still doing it.
It's a business expense. I was hungry.
Well, pack a granola bar or hit a drive-thru on your way home. It's not my problem.
Ken, I was feeling bad for you, and I still do, actually, in many ways, because it stinks that you lost your job.
I'll never do it again, okay? I promise.
Just like you promised me the last four times. Good luck.
Lucy, this is a feature, as I told you, called Forgive and Forget. Ken was hoping to get your forgiveness, maybe get his job back. He does have a pregnant wife at home, no health insurance.
Well, unfortunately, he should have made better choices. That's not my responsibility to bear.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. We do have to discuss this further later on the show because there seems to be a disconnect. I think people think that it's that they use the company as a personal bank, getting lunch at the airport after the trip is over. Please.
But I'm not at home. I can't go to my fridge.
Yeah, and it's still perfect.
404-741-0985.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, sun and clouds today with a high of 96. It's 78 now in Fairburn. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what surprise guest Taylor Swift brought on stage over the weekend in London in just a minute. But it looks like Shiloh Jolie isn't the only celebrity babe that's dropping their famous father's last name. On Friday, Suri Noel graduated from high school in New York. Of course, Suri is the child of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, and people notice in the graduation pamphlet she is not using her famous dad's last name, just going by Suri Noel. He's been out of the picture for most of her life. In fact, he wasn't even present for her big day. He was in London jamming to Taylor Swift instead.
Was he really?
Yeah,
wow.
He was.
God. How do you feel as a father, Drex, that your daughter could, at 18, just drop your name like that?
I think the circumstances for Suri Cruz and then Shiloh Jolie Pitt, those are warranted. But if I hadn't done anything and she just decides to drop my last name, yeah, that would hurt.
But she could.
But she could. And, I mean, it's going to go away eventually if she chooses to get married. That's going to hurt, too. I mean, if I wonder if I need to have a conversation with my daughter's future husband and be like, hey, let's work something out. Maybe she keeps her last name.
Maybe we do a Rodham Clinton kind of situation.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Now, Taylor Swift had a pretty big weekend in London with her Eras tour. She was taking pictures with Prince William and his kids, went Instagram official with boyfriend Travis Kelce, and even brought him on stage to perform a full-on out skit. So he was all suited up in a tuxedo and top hat, nailed the choreography during the Tortured Poets Department part of her set. So during the intro for I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, she pretends to throw this big tantrum and collapses on stage. And of course, Travis runs over to her rescue and scoops her up and carries her over to this giant heart-shaped bed. So
if you want to see this, it was actually really well done. It's on the B98.5 Instagram page.
That's the beginning of the end.
What? Have you turned the corner?
Well,
this whole time you've been on my side that they are truly in love.
He broke what I'm calling like the fourth wall. We talk about that. Think back to members Saved by the Bell and Zach Morris would like call a timeout and talk directly to the camera. I feel like he's now entered into her space. He's crossed over a boundary he can't come back from and it's over.
So either he has to stop doing that breakup or she needs to start blocking for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
Training camp starts in a few weeks.
100%. 100%.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick 100 bucks. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Okay. Can we turn your radio down and shut your door? All right, Michelle in Douglasville, hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let you know, we're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of the studio, Kara.
I'm gone, Michelle. Good luck.
Kara's going to step out. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Michelle. Question number one. Joe Biden and Donald Trump going to debate each other in Atlanta this week. What's the name of the president's plane?
Air Force One.
Number two, Dave Grohl threw shade at Taylor Swift as both she and the Foo Fighters were performing in London over the weekend. True or false, Dave Grohl was the drummer in the 90s grunge band Nirvana.
True.
Number three, Willie Nelson has had to cancel the first 3 shows of his summer concert due to illness. What color bandana does Willie wear?
Red.
Number four, Inside Out 2 grossed over $100 million at the box office. What's the name of the little girl in that movie?
I have no idea.
And number five, an 8-year-old mutt named Wild Thang won the world's ugliest dog contest over the weekend. What 90s rapper sang the song Wild Thing?
Oh, God. I should know this, but I don't.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
All right, so hey, Michelle and Douglas, we'll just struggle on those last 2 questions. We'll see what happens.
Kara making her way back in. Ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what do they call the president's plane?
Air Force One.
That's what Michelle said, 1-1.
Number two, true or false, Dave Grohl was the drummer in Nirvana.
That's true.
It was true. That's what Michelle said, 2-2.
Number three, what color bandana does Willie Nelson wear?
Red bandana?
There is a red bandana. All right, knot it up at 3.
Number four, what's the name of the little girl in Inside Out 2?
Oh, jeez. I haven't seen Inside Out, so I don't know the answer to this question.
We went round and around just to mark you wrong.
Thank you for letting us know.
Her name is Riley. Michelle got it wrong as well, so we're still tied at 3.
Riley?
Mm-hmm.
As in...
Was it?
Finally, number 5. What 90s rapper sang the song Wild Thing?
Tone Loc.
That's what we were looking for, Michelle. That did it. Final score is 4-3. Michelle in Douglasville. Are you smarter than Kara?
No.
Kara, your new record, 1,812 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Michelle.
It's okay.
No cash, but you get those tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard July 13th at Truist Park. Whenever we have great consolation prizes, we have people calling in to play this game that don't know the answers. But at least you put up a good fight. Yeah. Tickets are on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Have the best time.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. And those Def Leppard and Journey tickets up for grabs all this week on B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad Drex and Kara Show. Appreciate you listening. I think our companies would send us on more business trips if there weren't people like Ken taking advantage of the expense reports and expensing everything.
How did he take advantage?
I was just going to say, but was he taking advantage?
Absolutely. On Forgive and Forget earlier this morning, we do it every weekday morning at 7 o'clock. We had this guy who's like, yeah, I got fired from my job because I spent too much money on my trip. And we found out from his boss, it's not about on the trip that she had an issue with. It's the fact that when he got back to Hartsfield-Jackson, he stopped by Willie's in the airport. I know the ones right there in the center court.
Picked
himself up a couple of burrito bowls or whatever he was. And my point is, dude, your trip is over. As soon as those wheels hit the tarmac, you're back home now. You're not picking up food to bring home. It's people taking advantage. Your company's being generous enough to send you on this trip in the first place.
They're being generous.
Taking care of your... Oh, you think it's being a night away from your wife in a hotel is horrible?
You're doing the company's business.
Right. So it should be paid for. They should pay for it.
When you're on the trip, but once you're home, sure, pay for their parking. But there's people that think like, oh, it's a travel day. It's a free-for-all. It's bananas.
So this is why Ken got fired for this $20 or $25 Willie's trip that lunch that he hit once he landed and was going home. I can't imagine how much it would cost for them to rehire somebody for his position.
It's right, gotta
cost
and more retrain than that. Yeah. And then get them acclimated with the clients that they're going to have to deal with. Like, that's a big hassle for a $20 burrito.
Well, how often does he travel on business? How many Willie's burrito bowls are we buying here, Jason in Atlanta?
I see her point. You're home. You buy your own meal. And I kind of agree with her. I mean, I see what he was attempting to say. Well, I'm still technically, I haven't made it to my driveway.
Right.
But you're home. Dude, you just spent $2,500. Why would you not just spend $20 at Willie's? You know what I'm saying? Of your own money. I mean, you've had a good weekend on the company. Dude, pay $20 and go home. I mean, so...
He should have eaten at the airport wherever he was visiting. If you're in Tampa, have your meal there. So you can't say like, oh, I got home and it was noontime and I was hungry. Too bad, dude. Poor plan.
Yeah, you know, and he actually could have gotten that to go from there and brought it home if that was the case.
Sure.
And on the plane or whatever. So, yeah, so exactly. I agree.
So what if he was at Willie's waiting for his food and opened up his laptop and did some work? Would that make a difference? Would that still count as being on the work trip?
Sure. I'm working right now, so what's stopping me from ordering Grubhub, having them deliver food to me right now?
Well, the company's not going to pay for it because you're not on a travel day because we are at the station.
Yeah,
like, you are not traveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a big enough amount to make a big deal of it. But, I mean, in this case, it sounds more like principle.
Yes. Principle, guys. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Still.
Why don't you look into that? Just doing what is right. Allie and Conyers.
I travel every now and then for work, and I believe that it's a travel day until you get home. And the company should pay for everything. So that's food in the Atlanta airport or picking up a pizza on the way home.
Ooh.
A pizza for the family?
Home. Yeah, you're there for work. So the company should be picking up everything until the moment you walk in your front door.
So are you stopping at gas on the way home?
Yeah. I mean, I drove to the airport to go on my company trip, so yes.
You're on the company time. You're on the company dime.
That's right.
So you could conceivably, you have a morning flight. You land at 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
pick up breakfast at the airport. Don't even go home. Maybe that day would your lunch be?
Yeah. I mean, if I haven't gotten home, it's still considered a travel day because mm-hmm. my day has been dedicated to work.
Oh,
and
this is crazy talk.
Well, Chad, I mean, you're a DJ. You don't know how it works.
I don't understand business.
The company should pay for everything.
I'm curious what else companies are paying for. Like, all I know about so far is the Willies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But say you had a pet. You're going away on business and you're single. You have to board
your pet.
Do people
That's a good
put
point.
That? Like, what? If you travel for business, give us a call or leave us a message on the open mic. What kinds of things have you put on an expense report? Teresa in Kennesaw?
My opinion is that he shouldn't have done that because the trip is over.
Yes.
And even if he worked on his laptop, he still shouldn't have done it. If you work in your office on your laptop, you don't get to expense your lunch.
Exactly. Everything on the trip is fine, but when you start calling it a travel day and picking up other things after the trip is over, that's called taking advantage of a system.
Well, then why is the parking okay, but the burrito isn't?
Because that's part of the trip. That's part of the trip. The parking, if you have to take a cab home, that's part of the trip. Your dinner on the way home is not part of the trip.
All he needed to do was get one of those snack boxes on the plane. Would have been fine. Expense that. But Willie's
exactly.
at the airport when you've landed? No.
All these logistics. I mean, maybe it's a blessing.
It's not that hard to understand.
I know, but we're just like, we're splitting hairs now. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe Ken should be happy that he's gone. Like, who wants to work for this lady?
Honest people. Honest people want to work for this lady.
But I don't, because we don't travel for work. We sit in the studio
yeah.
and stare at each other. I don't think it's as glamorous as we might think it is. I think the reception is like, yeah, I'm jet setting around the town, meeting with clients in different parts of the country. I think if you ask someone who traveled nonstop for business, would you rather be home and sacrifice Willie's at the airport, they'd say, yeah, I'd rather be home.
Yeah.
Therefore, if I'm gone out doing something, they better be paying for it.
The grass is always greener because I'm sitting here thinking, man, what I wouldn't do for 3 days at a hotel in a strange city, looking around, trying out the local cuisine.
For a couple weeks, but then it's like, I just want to go home.
Right.
Melody, good morning.
Okay, so I'm an executive assistant. Dinner is not acceptable for the family. When you travel, it is just for you. You're not feeding your family. That's just not right.
Melody, I'm just curious, doing the expense reports, have you ever seen anything that raises your eyebrows?
A lot of times it's alcohol. Sometimes you have to be careful when you go out for dinner,
yeah,
how many drinks you have, because a lot of companies want the itemized item now. So if you have three or four drinks and there's not like three or four people, that's a little suspect.
Let's say I'm on a business trip and I need some dry cleaning done. The suit that I need to wear needs to get cleaned up. Am I allowed to send that in? And let's say I've got some other clothes that I just brought from home that need to be cleaned. Is the company responsible for cleaning all the clothes that I brought with me, even if I'm not using them on a business trip?
Oh, my gosh. What if you get a haircut while you're out of town? You need that for your...
No. You can only do dry cleaning, say, for instance, if you're global, like if you go out of the country, or if you're an extended stay, like if you're there for 2 weeks or for a month.
A friend of mine told me that somebody went away on business last minute, bought a suit while they were out of town, needed a suit for a meeting, bought a full $1,000 suit for their meeting. Expense to that.
Oh, really?
Cost of doing business.
Well, I guess, you know, depending on your company, too.
Good morning, Cynthia and Jasper.
I've been married to a man for 42 years of his traveling, and it really is disappointing to hear some of your callers say as soon as they land, the trip is over. Absolutely not. If it's 5 o'clock at night and they're traveling to get home, why would they miss dinner? That's still an expense. That's a meal.
If he didn't travel so much, you could be talking about your ex-husband.
Well, actually, that is a point. But
and also, like this, it depends on what you're doing. You know, if you're a high-level, multi-million-dollar earner for the company, then absolutely stop by Antico, buy 5 pizzas.
Really? So my status depends on whether I should be treated as a human?
The guy we were talking about originally sounds like a lackey who doesn't keep control of his... Gosh. He didn't sound like he...
He still deserves a burrito.
As long as you're a million-dollar biller, you can get your burrito?
Depending on how much money you make for the company, absolutely. Depends on what you can spend.
Wow.
And Drex, listening to you be like, who would want to work for these companies? And why would they make such a big deal out of this? Remember, the same rules apply with the Internal Revenue Service. And I have a feeling one day people are just going to be coming through the skylights of your house, which I know there are plenty of skylights.
Plenty of those, yep.
Keeping you up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Sunshine, clouds today with a high of 96. It's 80 now already in Conyers. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's up, Kara?
What does Justin Timberlake have to say after last week's little DWI arrest? Mm. I'll get to that in just a minute. But on Friday, we got some pretty big news about Todd and Julie Chrisley's appeals case. You know, this was all happening in Atlanta, and the pair was trying to get their tax evasion and bank fraud charges either dropped or lessened to be resentenced. And it turns out that one was more successful than the other. Julie's sentence was actually vacated due to insufficient evidence, and she will be hopefully resentenced to or just released completely. Todd wasn't so lucky. His case is going to stand and he's going to be stuck in jail for a little while longer. But here's what daughter Savannah had to say.
They could not identify the evidence in which the prosecutors used to try and convict my mother of this and hold her accountable for this loss amount. Please just be prayerful, and I have some other ideas up my sleeve to get Dad home.
I love when Savannah tries to talk like a lawyer.
Oh, I know, right? She's got to be like learning some things, though, because she has been keeping pretty tight tabs on what's been happening behind the scenes with both of her parents.
I mean, if you followed the history of the show and you've seen Savannah kind of grow up, her speaking like this I mean, that's an accomplishment. That should be a celebration right there.
Cum laude.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Justin Timberlake is finally speaking out about last week's DWI arrest, getting emotional and even wiping away a tear after telling the crowd at his Chicago show how much he appreciates their support.
It's been a tough week, but you're here, and I'm here, and nothing can change this moment right here. I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me, and I love you right back.
He said to be having a really hard time with having his star a little tarnished lately.
Mm-hmm.
His album didn't sell so great. He's not getting the big movie roles he used to get. And I guess there's rumblings behind the scenes that he's kind of a jerk to work with. Though he's having a hard time, like, dealing with all this because he was once the golden boy.
Mm-hmm.
And really, all of this could have been avoided if he would have just listened. So apparently the officer that arrested him stopped him not once, but twice. The first time he was warned not to continue driving and brushed it off. And then several minutes later, the same officer saw driving again and was like, nope, you're done. You're out.
So he was pulled over and released, let go, given a warning on a DUI, which there's an issue right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a multimillionaire. You shouldn't even have your driver's license.
Whenever you hear these celebrities getting pulled over for DUIs and all that, you're like, why don't you have a full-time driver on staff? Like, happens to Tiger Woods all the time. I'm like, you have like $3 billion in the bank.
Well, not just that, but you can't tell me that Justin Timberlake didn't have any kind of security with him when he was at a hotel bar hanging out with his friends. Not one security person to take over the wheel and drive him home.
You were at a hotel.
Exactly.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.